interrupting the current, neo-euchronial, climate change, behaviorally controlled, energy-starved, pustulated cricketism to bring you behind the woodshed. This is Cricket Tube Busting episode BTWRLM 507. We'll remove this thing along. Remember, we're the redneck dentist who is elsewhere on the broadcast. We'll check out the schedule, see him, listen to him live, where redneck dentist doesn't turn left. I don't use brakes, folks, because this is the most jam-packed minute of radio for 2 solid hours. Break free. Remember, being free is not a spectator sport. I hope you've seen this and what's going on. And you let them go on and on and on, they'll just continue to destroy your whole way of life. It's just where it's going to go. And so you all have to get behind the woodshed. You got to find these people that are doing it wrong to you. At least make your record that you don't, that you object more than just saying I object. You object for the reason why they're doing it wrong. And I'd say the best way to go there is to go to the black and white, the rules, find out whether or not inside the law, the code, the rules, actually they have any authority, and call that out. If they're not in the rules of law, you call that out, because they're not there anyway. It's pretty simple in some regard. As I've just been pointing this out for numbers of years now, in particular with the one that we could focus on, the Kobe swindle. It seemed to be clear to me. Let me touch back really quickly now. We'll go, as we run through this broadcast, try and give you just the tips of the icebergs that you can dive in and chisel away at if you want, and how to go about protecting yourself, hopefully, if you are one of these people anywhere through the broadcast or the tabs or all the years I've been talking. Something's ailing you, something's on you. How do you deal with it? More than just complain or just give up and shrug your shoulders. And I was talking about right to repair last week. We can go back there. Some of you read the articles, the tabs, you've noticed a gentleman named Lewis Rossman. He's been an advocate for about 7 or so years. Right to repair. I think it's in New York, and that's where that law came from. His name was in one of the articles, I believe. And I realized if that was the case, and when I saw his name, my mind went to the legalization of marijuana and what the attorneys did with the legalization of marijuana to bring in the corporate interest. It was all done one-sided. This week, I want to touch base on that. Last week, I didn't have a lot of time to stick around, so I didn't got to go through this, but today I'm going to start off with that and move on. John Deere will let U.S. farmers repair their own equipment was a heading that came up in a news article right after I did the last week's broadcast. And so they're trying to promote, John Deere's promoting that they're going to let farmers repair their own equipment. This is a really big deal. John Deere essentially owns your property. As a farmer, as you probably know that, you do not have access to your own control, and everything's gone so tech. They've controlled it by saying you only get licenses to all that tech that all that iron hangs onto, and so they've been able to control a right to repair. So the story here, just to set this up, John Deere has been one of the stauncher opponents of right to repair regulation. But it's now willing to make some concessions. Deere & Company has signed a memorandum of understanding with the American Farm Bureau Federation that lets the U.S. farmers' independent repair shops fix equipment rather than require the use of authorized parts and service centers, which is a big deal for John Deere and profiteering. The users will have access to official diagnostic tools, manuals, and training, and other things. It says in the story, I'll give you another link. You can listen to Lewis Rossman tell you how his bill, he worked for, was gutted essentially, and the special interest, the special influence, the undue influence on the legislature built in all the protections under plausible cover to essentially gut that bill. He's not real happy about that. He's also saying there should not have been a promotion on this because that would make it sound like this was a done deal. That it was a right to repair. But what's going on, if you look behind us, the corporations have influence with the legislature. My interest in that and looking at was so much an interest on the marijuana legalization was the corporate interest. It gets involved inside the system. Where did I learn that? When we engaged the Jefferson Mining District, and I was essentially the lead author and researcher on doing the law research to write the papers back to the legislature to show them how their laws that were being put in by the subversives of our country, in our country, the enemy from within, the Bar Association, the law professors, the law schools, the university system was throwing in this stuff that Greta would love, destroying our production base. I found out that the special interests is just, they're sitting right next to the legislature, essentially. And so that when I saw Lewis Rossman's name in the other article, I figured there was something up. Well, he'll tell you today. I found a decent link. I don't like going to YouTube anymore, but that's the only place I could find it. He'll listen to him tell you what they did and what you need to help do if you can. And it sounds like he has a farmer, a rancher, who will tell you it costs him $70,000 a year just to have his stuff fixed that he can do on his own. They're not going to have access. This bill was gutted. And what they'll explain was that the special interests, what I would consider an undue influence on the legislators to fix this between the time it was thought to have been passed and the signing by the governor in that state, put in all these restrictions that sound plausible, but in some regard, it's what they use to hide behind. So understand this is the game that you're up against. Do not believe that right to repair is free. We have a little inroads here and there. But these companies are there for a profit again. And you need to understand that your silence allows them to make even more and exploit you more and ultimately cost you something somewhere. Even if it's taken away your 3.5 millimeter jack, they're doing it for a profit to them. They're doing it in a way that it's going to cost you ultimately. If you were someone that wanted to change your battery, you can't. Well, EU is going to say, no, you got to have the battery, but that's a small concession. When the companies come in and they use their lawyers, their lawyerly bazoozling, as David Tulis would say, to interfere with your abilities to give a nice clean shot at right of repair. So enough there for this, but it's not enough. People need to look into this. I would have never thought this all my days, right and repairing and appliance repair and all that I've done to come to this, like this, where you can't even touch anything, was led by companies like Microsoft, where you bite the computer, but the software is not yours. Same thing in all your cars. You don't maybe realize that. Some of you might. You don't really own the software. It's all your hardware is dead relative to that. And they have you, again, another leash of servitude. So there's lots of leashes in the world that are made, and a lot of them are made by the lawyerly gazoozling that's going on relative to a nice, clean intention. Not to say what he could do or what he might do. Not sure his action, but Lewis Rossman might consider suing against that his own bill, being the author, and saying this is a bill in name only and not what it was supposed to be, and then go after the undue influence against the legislature and or the governor, and pointing out that whatever the answer was done unilaterally, one-sided, haploid, I'll put in this, as I think about a title for the broadcast, haploid, one-sided, the DNA of corporate profit taking its way with everybody. So we're going to have a theme of this week, how it's all one-sided. We kind of know that, but the point is it's affecting our lives, and we don't know, and we can't see down the road that it's affecting it in deleterious ways. Revealed, group shaping U.S. nutrition receives millions from the big food industry. Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics has a record of quid pro quo with a range of food giants documents show. The big ones are all involved, not just the food companies, but Monsanto's involved, that they're influential, I call it unduly influential, I would have to say, that helps shape U.S. food policy, steers consumers toward nutritional products, has financial ties to the world's largest processed food companies, and it's been controlled by former industry employees who have been worked for companies like Monsanto. You see this model everywhere, and I tell you to look for those models because that's what's, you got to see what that terrain's about. So you know how to start getting after it. Again, this is not much different than Clint Richardson. I'll mention it again, Corporation Nation and some other works that Clint has done to expose the incestuous nature of corporations and business. Corporations, the business of corporations, and the government. And then the interlocking, I should say, use of public-private partnershiping and the fraudulent use of documents that are produced by these agencies. I should go back and say, Lewis Rossman explains that I didn't know. There's lots that we may not know. He says the agencies that are making these memorandums of understanding with John Deere are actually John Deere, almost John Deere subsidiaries. They're not working for the rancher or farmer. And you'll hear a little bit of that in that video where the rancher, I forget his name, excuse me, he's outspoken as well, I guess well-spoken as well on top of that to explain that he's not in one of those and he doesn't. Now that he sees what's going on, he's likely not going to be involved with one of the larger, if you will, associations or unions. And this is the same problem with unionization, that the union bosses, if you will, take control. And if you're not in there in the meetings, you're not going to get what you really need. And they do what they need, sweetheart deals. And then we find out that the union bosses have their own problems. And those are not even controlled by Constitution or anything. Those are all worked in dark of night, so to speak. So we're in a little bit of trouble generally in a lot of places on this. And I want to point this out, that this is just like the epidemiology. This is a private interest together or under government cover to create documents which you look at thinking it's real, thinking it's valid. They use it as valid, and they have the so-called authority, which we find out is authorita. Another thing I think, as I said, Kobe Swindle would do for us, if we will just look, you'll find the deception, the deceit, the hypocrisy, the crime, the organized crime, everywhere in our lives. It's overwhelming, and that's the other problem. We've got to be careful not to be overwhelmed where we just become dysfunctional or just throw our hands up. Again, find something that irritates you enough to get involved, just even to write your position letter, and then stick on even somebody who claims to be someone who is going to help. And you stick on them like glue. They would say white on rice, but I'm sure that's going to be cancel cultured. That you do that because it's important to keep track. You're going to find out that there's, we have another document coming. All these people that had what you said was script, you understood was scripted speech. It's all the same phrase. It was coming from a script, and we got that script coming later in the broadcast for you, and for those listening, it'll be in the link to the blogcaster eventually. The problem is here with the private interest involved with making not just direct from the government connection, but we see that it's the information that's pulled from by government in order to, and the public, in order to make decisions. It's all cooked. The whole entire thing appears to be cooked. It makes it very difficult to look through. And when I started seeing this happening, looking at the battlefield, where do you position yourself? Then I decided and I started to realize, and about the time it's all coming together, you don't position yourself in the battlefield, first of all. You do everything to avoid the battlefield, then you look into the battlefield. Once you know the battlefield, you step outside. And once you're out to witnessing it, then you can point out what's harming you. Because once you're in the battlefield, you're in the battle. You're subject. And so most of all my suggestions are, well, unless you find yourself in the battlefield unawares, is to look for the battlefield, find it, discern it, what its boundaries are, and best you can, move out of its effect from you. You do that by putting in notices. You do this by jumping in and attacking people that claim to be doing things. I'm seeing the whole internet is, right now, the whole of the social media I see, which is very limited, but the whole of the one I see, everyone is missing the points. Everyone. And that may sound arrogant, but I'm telling you, when you listen to me over time and you truly realize what I've said about finding the first point of departure from the black and white that's missing, you will remove yourself from having to deal with things like vaccines. They're irrelevant to the first breach. Now you get to start looking and saying, I don't have to argue all that. If I don't have an order against me, if I don't have and that could be beyond health, it could be anything. That an agency comes against me, it's like they come against our mining claim. First thing I look at, what's your authority to say what you're saying? And I look very quickly and I find, you don't even have the authority. And then you build a couple of things into the mechanism there to, if they're not going to address you, you have to address them. Then you build your record around the fact that they don't have an authority to make the orders that they're doing. If they don't have the authority to make the orders they're doing, then why do I deal with anything downstream? So the point here today is all our information set is cooked. The books are cooked, and they're done by the industries everyone says, there's corporate liability. The only liability, as I said last week, was the CEO has to make sure there's a profit in the company. The best way to do that is promote your stuff. So when these are looked at as promotions, and they only cost a company, an association or a big business, multinational business, $1 million to persuade people, that's a pretty efficient investment, isn't it? And no scrutiny. So be careful on how we want to say, there's criminals behind you. And as I said, this is all everywhere. I mean, there's a undue influence, everything. This also includes the media. They're all integrated, right? When we received the notice from the Congress that they would be willing to modernize the Schmidt-Mundt Act and propagandize to you, make it legalize it to lie to you. I told you that was your notice. If you look at the laws in some regard, in most regards now, there's notice to you of what the government's going to do to you, not for you, but what they do to you, then maybe you better have a better awareness of this on where to position yourself. I know it's helped me to explain to other people when they're on the front lines of something on how to address an agency of government that's being unduly influenced. And we're going to get to a spot I want to, before I forget it, before I forget for you to tell you, I want you to look at a document we're coming in and what I'm saying this when I'm telling you about how to remove yourself from the thing and then put back in the black and white. Look to see if whether those lawyers or those policymakers or those non-governmental organizations even talk to what you're doing. When you get into the black and white, I'm going to suggest that you look very carefully. They will not speak to you. They can't. And when you understand what I'm saying clearly, more clearly, if you don't yet, you understand why that is. And I've explained this over time. They just can't get into law because they would lose. The law is there, and it's there to protect you. Like I tell you about savings clauses. They're adjunct to these savings provisions that would invoke the law to protect you. That requires that you present that law, and you need to know what that is. This is another deceit that they threw on us, but we shouldn't have to work this hard, but we are. And a lot of it is because what I've said, if there's not a body of people that are clamoring for the rights up front, we have to go through the suffering of it until it's shown later by some judge, so-called, that we were violated. When the violation actually happens up front, as I'm dealing in a case here, the protected interest of the press and or the freedom of religion or freedom of speech, that's protected. Now, since when do I have to wait to find out that an official did it wrong when it was protected? It's not protected if I'm having to suffer until it's shown that way. These are supposed to be done up front. This is the trust and the status of a judge. He's supposed to look ahead of the point and say, oh, no, this is protected. You better have a much better reason for doing something. And we've lost that edge that I'm asking you to bring back. That's only you can do that. Moving on here, get to the point. The industries themselves feed the system on top of the government. We focus on the government, but we don't realize our life is surrounded and controlled a bit by what we're offered or what we can be offered. Power companies caught paying local news outlets for glowing coverage. Back in 2016, we noted how the U.S. power utilities like Florida Power and Light created entirely fake consumer groups to try and derail legislation that would have brought more competition to market. I'll just stop right there. Let's go back to John Deere. This is what Louis Rossman's talking to. This is what lawyer elite gazoozling happened in your regulation of your marijuana. There's corporate interests that are protected if you look very carefully, and they're protected in ways that are plausibly correct. But when you apply them all the stops against them having to disclose or allow or whatever, they've essentially put a block on anything you might get at. In this case, it's creating consumer groups to, as we know, cook the books. They just create the books here. And so all these consumer groups and the ones Louis Rossman was saying, well, these are made by the companies themselves. These are made by the governments themselves. Can we say Twitter? So this is not a surprise. All the smart, intelligent, not say smart, excuse me, I insulted some people. The intelligent people see it. But we don't really go do more than see it and point our finger and say, oh, there it is. See, oh, look how right I was. See, being right's not going to stop the problem. It just causes it to adjust. And this is the game. If you identify that type of camouflage that they were wearing before, they just change their camouflage and they go to business elsewise. So here we have it. People, there's information all over the place, doing work, doing research, finding out that we're being scammed and blamed and duped in about every place that we would look in our lives. The duping continues, and I got to ask Greta to listen here. Reality bites. Man creates a society. It has certain functions and certain things. Even governments are trying to do really good to help people. In this case, New York City has this big, giant thing it has to do to keep the streets clear. And so it's committed. In fact, if it don't do it, you can lose your office if you don't go there and don't clear the roads. But Greta has to listen to this a little bit because you don't want to get behind this new electric garbage truck. So it might be nice. We have green energy and all this other stuff. We're not looking deeper than it's not, but the green energy. We have a snow go for new NYC's electric garbage trucks that can't handle winter weather. They've made an electronic garbage truck. It's a rear loader, but in New York, they keep the streets clear of snow. And again, the politicians, it's almost the number one thing they apparently have to do by the stories I was reading. And these trucks can't actually push snow. So there's a reality that happens, again, as I was talking last week. Mother Nature's tougher. Mother Nature will throw all kinds of stuff on what man thought was the greatest thing since sliced white bread. Oh, there I did. Cancel culture, criticism, and privilege again. The bee's knees, maybe. They have knees? Anyway. We might have an idea, an aspiration, but at some point reality comes to show us that maybe not so much. And the problem with this is not only can't push snow, which they need to, they have to resort back to their diesel and or gas rigs. They're smaller and more adept, more powerful, and longer lasting is the other point. The question even the union here is asking, are our members going to be stuck somewhere half a shift through? So this is technology that's gotten wide acceptance and promoted by a system, promoted by a movement. This is no different. This is a UN thing is like a big corporation. Have undue influence. We're told to Klaus Gengisch Khan Schwab, his lobbyists are everywhere. His ambassadors are everywhere. And I'll tell you they are. So that's not a lie. What I'm saying is that these folks have their influence everywhere. They're like the right hand of the legislators. We have to take cognizance of that because they're putting a lot of money. People are putting a lot of money. It's $500,000 per rig on these snow units that they can't use. They have their place. They could do a thing. They were back. They have a problem. They're so quiet. They have to have white noise generators. Figure this one out. It's amazing. They don't even actually fit in their model because they're too quiet. That was kind of an interesting thing. So when we look at reality, reality can come and slap us. Speaking of snow, I better go quick. It looks like the tropospheric circulation right now is starting to line up and come together to become a big force to be reckoned with coming up in the next month or so. So those of you in the north, it's like they identify it as the polar vortex. It's starting to ramp in and it's starting to lock in, and maybe these solar storms that we've just had may start triggering, pulse it. So just snow, don't get behind an electric garbage truck. It won't be able to push that snow. And Greta needs to look at reality here. Yeah, it might be a good spot for some things, but this is not something, one of those things we can do. And so the way our societies are set up, we're going to have to be a lot more pliable on how this future goes. And again, dem bones have no oil in them. I don't know where that came from, except that I don't know where it came from as reality. I know it came from as a fairy tale. Dem bones don't have oil. And so it's being generated some otherwise. People don't forget about that. And if it's not coming from dem bones, and it's deeper than dem bones can lie, it's coming from another source. And the only thing about peak oil would be that we start using more than that system can generate, which I'm not so sure happens either. But we may be looking at natural generation. In other words, Gaia is doing it. I don't think George Carlin was too far off when he said, Gaia made us, if you will. Oh, didn't want to insult the Christian, but Gaia made us in order that we would make plastic because Gaia wanted plastic. See, we don't have perfect knowledge to know that's not the case. It sounds ludicrous, but we don't know, right? We don't know. It sounds plausible, and it sounds a whole lot more plausible than what I hear coming out of the UN and that the supposed 1.5 centigrade change over 100 years can keep up with the 12-degree miscalculation and misforecast for the last week of the meteorological knowledge that we have in this country that missed the lowest temperature by 6 or 7 degrees. We can't even do a week's forecast. And we've survived now 6 degrees lower than it was supposed to be. So all this is nonsense. It's fairy tale. It's made for our consumption. The information's consumable. And the corporations or nonprofit organizations put it together. And as long as it gets you to listen and to comply eventually, even if you don't go against it, they win. It's a big marketing campaign that you're watching. Even government, well, government's part of it. The government started it in a commerce sense, all right? Whatever makes the bottom line, whatever makes it a profit, even if that destroys you, And we may touch some of that today as well. Mercedes-Benz will build a $1 billion as a B, Bravo, $1 billion EV fast charging network in the United States. I looked at that. How does a car company come up with that kind of money? That's how far away I am from all this. I guess they make that much money in these cars. But they don't have the infrastructure either. So there was another thing in the garbage trucks. They don't have the infrastructure to charge those things quite yet. So even if you had the greenest generation, it was let's just say nuclear, and it provided you could get all the power you needed, there's not enough start charging stations to go anywhere. And then you look at Mercedes-Benz. Look at reality, Greta, and the rest of you. Greta, look at this. Who is going to go to a charging station who says, this is the state of the art. Mercedes-Benz is doing this because they're going to be the leader in showing that their customers have an excellent experience. They're going to be little shopping centers, essentially. Well, that's another consumer thing. What they're trying to do is buy time, because your car is going to be sitting there at least a half an hour charging. I don't know about most of y'all, but I don't know about lots of people wanting to sit around a charging station for 30 minutes. It's bad enough now, and they even talk about how dangerous they are when they put these charging stations. They usually put them in the back where no one sees it, and they have increased crime. So this is not green. This is not sustainable. But this is what these companies and corporations are willing to put forward. And again, I'm not electric vehicle averse. When I was growing up, that's the coolest kind of neat thing I could see. But the energy has to come from somewhere. And then this infrastructure has a dynamic in the world. And Greta, we have to deal with that dynamic. This company is willing to put $1 billion toward making fast charging networks. And the fast charging, the best technology we have, apparently only gets you out in a half an hour. Now, some of you say, well, I've been in line in this net. Well, that's not what I'm talking about. And then you have to return quicker. Okay, this is the snow garbage truck problem. It doesn't go very far. One just also got cold problems in all this. And I need to show you, if you look at the pictures, look at when they show you pictures of this, the vehicle charging station, they always show a nice clear sky. It's probably down in the south somewhere where there's not a cloud hardly ever. Because a lot of these facilities want to show you they're also generating the power they use to light up the place because of the crime. They're doing it with green solar cells power, which is not in the construction. Look at the whole supply chain, if you will. Look at that supply chain, that manufacturing chain. And look at the people they exploit when you don't go to countries like the United States. The miner decides that it's worth it for him to go to work. And he's paid because at some point in the past, the government understood the wealth is in production. A man or woman does that, and leave him to do that. John Deere is going to exploit that, and Louis Rossman is saying, but you can't exploit that hard. And the John Deere attorneys are saying that you want to see, bet me, hold my beer. And so this is the dynamic of the world. I don't like it. I don't like to have to talk about it. That doesn't look like something many people would go. I don't have a tractor in my front yard, so I don't care. But EVs, these green code, the land laws now that come down, the lack of water, the destruction of dams, this is all going to your hip pocket if you have something in your wallet. What's in your wallet? Well, MasterCard's going to own your wallet. Entrust trust to the Fed coin. What's in your wallet? Now we find out today when they said what's in your wallet decades ago as an advertising ploy, they got your mindset of MasterCard. What's in your wallet? Well, your wallet's now electronic. Who holds it? Who has control of it? Very interesting. Mercedes-Benz is going to put tons and tons of money to make up a charging network that is going to allow you to have the premium service of sitting around for a half an hour waiting for your car to charge to some level short of full. And then we get back to the hypocrisy. So there's lots of work on the EV front. It's all buying into the sustainability, the nonsense. They're not looking at the total reality. They don't just trying to sell product, I suppose. It's the end result, the end user that finds out they can't really use it. There's still lots of questions. It wasn't a done deal. The science wasn't settled, folks, anywhere as well here. And then we see the hypocrisy as we move along through this broadcast that not even the president is so sold that he's gotten rid of all his cars. A different twist going through here. He don't own an electric car that, at least I didn't know this model does, and we find out he's got a Corvette. He knows what he wants, and it ain't in no EV, and no matter how fast that the Elon Musk car might be up against that vet, it's not what he owns. He owns a gas guzzler. He owns a fossil fuel crunching, fossil eating. This thing is not an EV. We see that. Biden doesn't even believe in this green stuff. But what was interesting about that was what that Corvette supposedly held. And we find out the news, breaking news, that Biden has these secure documents that he's not supposed to have. They were supposed to be put somewhere else. They weren't supposed to be in his Corvette. It's not just the first place. They're finding multiple places where this is going out. He wants to come back and just come in. My Corvette is in a locked garage, okay? So it's not there like it's sitting in the street. Okay, so with these security documents that everyone jumped on Trump over and put him under a bunch of scrutiny, was raided at Mar-a-Lago relative to something like this. We hear crickets. We hear nothing against this guy, and he's got these documents stashed everywhere and doesn't remember what they are. So we have classified documents that this president itself has stored away somehow, not supposed to have them. We see, again, the hypocrisy between the treatments between Trump and Biden at this point. The FBI is not raiding the White House, I don't think. That would be kind of cool and interesting. They are investigating these spots and turning up these documents, but I wonder what's in the White House that might be being shoveled away and then carried out. That didn't happen to Trump. We also know that the DOJ is run by the same Biden attorney general, if I have that correct. And so we watch hypocrisy. We watch this undue influence. The FBI must work for the Democratic Party. They treat him better than they did Trump, which hasn't shown up to be much of anything at this point. And then I found this in my feed. It was kind of interesting. I don't have much insight on what it takes on a clearance side, but I'd like to read this because it shows you how much bigger the problem could be, having classified documents that are not supposed to be had. We don't know what they are, but they're still classified. They're not supposed to be in a Corvette in a garage, or even anywhere, not even the street. The garage is bedroom. They're not supposed to be there. But from Buzz Patterson, as a former POTUS military aide holding the nation's highest security clearance, another intriguing element of the Biden docs for me is the actual chain of custody. Multiple documents in multiple locations. Who saw them? Who touched them? Who moved them? And so this is a really big deal. If it was a big deal for Trump, it's a big deal here, and we're not seeing the same response. No more hypocrisy. The more you see the internal ABC government is its own hypocrite. And I want to get a little bit beyond saying, yeah, well, we knew that. No, we're not supposed to have a government that does that, because if you allow that, then you allowed the Comey swindle on you. But I was saying, no, hold their feet to the fire on their five duties, or roughly five duties. Make sure that was done for you. A few of you tried, and you found out they didn't have anything, and that was a good thing. It didn't seem like it, but you weren't having to go do much, right? And there wasn't an order out there that said you could do anything, and then you had the record to say you don't have an authority. So this is the thing about this. Is we're looking at favoritism influenced by the system itself that the people are going to have to stop shrugging its shoulders to and stop. Work to stop it. I don't know how that's actually going to happen, but there's got to be steps that we take. One of them for you would be where it comes to your door. How do you avoid it? If you can. I mean, some of these, I look around some of the countries, America really has some interesting protections that people don't realize. They don't execute them for themselves, but they're there, and a lot of countries don't have that. And so I can truly appreciate, though I may not understand the war stuff and why, you know, you say soldiers go to fight for this and that and the other. When they come back from the country and they see what they were dealing with and they say, man, America's the place, I appreciate that part. Whether we belong over there, that's another thing. But when someone comes back and says, you really need to appreciate this country for as bad as it is here, or we think it's bad. In my mind, that's our reflection on us as people not taking responsibility. So we have someone here who's been in the business, if you will, saying, look at this chain of custody that's being overlooked as well. We may have some really serious problems. And bottom line is the media doesn't really talk too much about it. The president's given a bit of a sideways leash, And we don't see the same treatment as a former president got. Again, I have to do the disclaimer. I'm not looking at either one of these guys with any favor at all. They're both criminals in my mind. We can go through. Yes, they do. If you agree with them, they do some good stuff. There's some things they do. To me, that's just a cover. They don't do ultimately the good thing. They move us along the path of perdition down through into the tyranny. You can, again, hypocrisy is saying, I'm cleaning the swamp, and then you don't. No, it comes into power, and it moves over into another place that's even more powerful at the perfect time. Who was I talking about there? The Senate looks at treaties. The WHO, the world, not the health, rock group or the OWL, World Health, or the little WHO, people from WHOville, but the World Health Organization is a non-governmental agency having undue influence to bring on their brokerage of commerce into this country without a say, and they get the country to make a treaty so-called, and the Democrats amenable to that are now put in the place to be able to bring that forward at the right time. Whether that happens, I'm not saying. What I'm saying is watch how the game is played. Watch how the pieces move. You got the Congress or the Republicans. No, this is just a setup. I have no, talk about a political atheist. Now we're talking irreparable harms, and it's coming from many sectors. You either agree with it or you don't. If you agree with it, you'll shrug your shoulders and do nothing more, or you'll do it. You'll just accept it. Or you're going to have to find something that you don't like is going on and take your part in that you see that maybe no one else sees. It's been told me I'm the only one that maybe sees what I tell you about the Kobe swindle. So does that make me wrong? That's the interesting part about this. How can the guy behind the woodshed be so right if everyone else has a different opinion? Oh, it's about the vax. Oh, it's about the masks. This one guy over here says, but they don't have authority to do either. Oh, don't listen to him. I've got something to champion. I'm right on this. So I can prove that I'm correct. But they aren't. So be careful on how much we buy into some of our own thoughts. But moving on, and remember as we move through here, the hypocrisy going on, Biden doesn't have an EV. He's not going to sit at the Mercedes charge station for 30 minutes, that's for sure. To go tootling around, I guess he'll go with windblown hair and all at 80-something years old. A third of a world economy to hit recession in 2023, IMF head warned. Now, who these people are, I don't know. Foreign to the United States, although integrated, right? So getting into the Mercedes, who is affording these? Apparently someone's going to afford those cars and $1 billion is going to go to a charging station to a so-called green thing. But the third of the world economies will hit the recession. Guess what? You look closely, and I'm not sure I'm buying into any of it. But they say that the recession is, and you look closely, recessions are where the money manager needs to have you lose your jobs. Now look around your country. They say the United States is not going to go into that same recession. But look around and look at how many people are losing their jobs. They need to affect you in your ability to work in order to balance out how they're going to bring relief for this inflation they've been causing the entire time and other things that are going on. They're saying a third of the world economy gets hit by recession in 2023. They're claiming it's not going to be the U.S. So maybe that's why Mercedes is putting something in the United States. And in America, you're going, great, we're not going to suffer the recession. Go look around to see if you're not losing your job, and they're wrong again. These experts are promoting something. There's a big investment in the lie in these corporations. As I said, look at what BlackRock last week, they're looking at going and getting into utilities. There's a future reason why they're doing that now. They're not dumb. We get this dichotomy in the world relative to China as well in the U.S. This is all part of that future going on in the bipolarness of the mental schism going on in the world. Look at very carefully at what we're seeing here. The big three economies, the U.S., EU, and China, are all slowing down simultaneously. All right, I think Lagarde said, oh, that where that come from was all came out of nowhere. Well, no, it's not. It's a part of the plan. Then she goes on to say, here, this is Kristalina Georgieva. She's made some interesting comments in the past I've talked about. We expect one-third of the world economy to be in recession. Even countries that are not in recession, it will feel like recession for hundreds of millions of people. That's the clue right there. Those in America, I don't know, again, there's going to be a big schism developing. It's going to get worse for people as they start losing their jobs. Elon Musk was almost not a leader of it, because there was tens of thousands of people losing their jobs, but that was the most, I think, apparent in the media, that people were losing their job. Cuts of half were being made in places. Amazon, another 10,000. You know, Meta, 11,000. Facepalm. Just lots and lots and lots of people are losing their jobs, which is what they need to, the financial managers need to do to balance the other part of the equation. They can't. So this is they're not going to say that you're in a recession and yet your country's losing jobs. Well, that's going to be a lot of needy people. Again, I don't know what Mercedes is doing. It's kind of beyond me to figure out how they're doing that. It's going to be a very strict clientele, I can tell you that. And they also know that there's crime around those places, and I just wonder if that's not also this, a lot of people getting into hard times and just looking for anybody with anything. As we move this thing along, remember the economy was, as we were told, going to be this, essentially, these vaccines, endless economy, endless disease, okay? That's part of how they're brokering this whole thing. But inside that is the use, it is the software of life concepting. How many people are going to survive it is going to be an interesting thing. As I saw a little post, it used to be people died in groups of three. Now it's looking like they're dying in groups of 33. That's an interesting number as well. So things are shifting, not in a good way. Again, I don't know what to say about people who didn't really think clearly, didn't get behind the woodshed, don't respond even to the things that have been saying to qualify it for themselves, just buy into what we find out is industry telling us what they want us to know, as I've been explaining to us the whole time here. But we have now leading this wave for the endless disease and perpetuating this nonsense as we move in through, some of us moving in through the winter, and then you see the other side of the world is going to be moving through their summer into their fall, and we see these cycles coming. New Zealand, which is going to have, I understand, they start getting their sicknesses in the summer for them. New Zealand to vaccinate people against Mpox with unapproved vaccine. So we see the leading of the recession. We see that they need to remove, with looking at recession, they need to remove people from employment. But what better way than to package a chemical weapon and give it to people under the color of a vaccine, so-called. And so, you know, this is the thing, you say, what could go wrong with these? This is the Mpox vaccine. This is the name change. They are also known as monkeypox, right? So this is the thing that was limited to a narrow group of people in the world, a minority, whose lifestyles is what actually moves this along. But they're going to make this vaccine, so-called, widely available. And I hope people are listening. I don't know what more to say. The propaganda is large in this to get people to understand. Again, it's through the fear factor. The authorities want to get a vaccine out as soon as possible, but MedSafe, New Zealand Medicines and Medical Device Safety Authority, has asked for a necessary documentation from the manufacturer, which means the vaccine will be rolled out unapproved. I'm going to stop right there. This is now they start rolling out these vaccines that is predicted now. We can see if we didn't before. If I didn't tell you before, they are the cause. They're the vector. These vaccines are the vector of the harms that are going on. Now again, it's covered. Whatever benefit they might have been is been done under cover of the lie. We can't know what the truth is. I hope people just can't trust any of it. But they need to be saying that. They need not to say for themselves, "Oh, I won't believe anything." This is the kind of thing that goes on, where a government agency allows without documentation something to come on. Like Pfizer, I think it is, hasn't produced the documentation that it had to the FDA, and the FDA is not pressing it. So, again, one from top to bottom, this is a big promotion that are done by the corporations that are allowed by those in the agencies of the government. It's something about, like, when they learn, I don't remember somebody said, when they learn how to steal from the Treasury without people noticing, then that's the end of your life. This is what they're doing here. They've learned how to steal from the Treasury. It's called leverage funding. And then they went beyond that. They went to getting you directly. which is what I was trying to show people. You don't have to, it doesn't come on you unless they can show that you're susceptible to it. And in this case, we now have the proof. It took 3 years, but we have the proof they don't prevent or control. And they're admitted to not be able to prevent and control. That's your local law. So, New Zealand, watch out. This is a, I can almost see, I don't know how I can't, how it's not going to be that there's going to be increased rates of something going on relative to this injection, this attack, as it has been in just about every other place. The correlations of lack of injection to lack of side effects is impressive, at least. COVID positive players set to compete at Australian Open. If this is something more than the common cold and all, now it's being downplayed. Again, I don't believe any of this exists. So I'm just showing you how the perception management's working. They now claim, oh, COVID positive players are set to do compete in the Australian Open right at the time going into their worst season, which then they can start to beat the drum that there's this influx and cook the books to show that they're right and all this other stuff. So I just, this part here in the broadcast is to show you the perception management that goes on to set the seed, to plant the seeds, to let people agree eventually, as this starts to roll out, that they're going to have another wave, if you will, a surge, as they say. And hopefully you have, you did wax your boards here for this one, unlike the Trump thing. But here, they're setting it up for us. So there's going to be a lot less, they were talking about it earlier. It broke when China had their surge, yet they let their people go all over the place. And someone said, well, this is the repeat of 3 years ago. That's perception management. There's nothing there. It's people with the cold, the flu, those things. Anybody with COVID-19 as a thing is a carrier of a synthetic bioweapon. If it's a thing. It's not natural. But we're going to hear the drumbeat to bring you into this servitude. And there, and if I've been telling you, you need to have a better word in your mouth than crossing your arms and saying frump. I'm not frumpy, but frump. I'm not going to do it. You have to address them, as I've been telling you all this time on all these different subject matters. We now hear the new drumbeat. Not only are they not going to, you can be COVID positive. Remember, PCR does not a test. There's no test, okay? That's just the tool they use to get everyone to be positive or not. Because once they threw the injection, they knew how to test for the chemical compounds they create and synthesize in the lab. They know that string. And what is it? It's not an organism, which is required for a vaccine. It's a synthetic protein, not an organism. Okay, so look very carefully how they disconnected that requirement. But now we have this first case of, it's not a moronic virus now, it's now the Kraken COVID-19 variant discovered in South Africa. What I found fascinating about this is, remember we talked about last week, BRICS, and South Africa was going to be leading the BRICS money thing for those countries in the third world, starting this bipolar insanity in the world. That the next week we hear that South Africa is the place where this variant is discovered. How convenient. But the Kraken, folks, of all the things. Why is it named that? Because they got a picture of the little critter, and it looks like the Kraken the sea monster. So they're going to call this the Kraken variant. Well, if we looked in the past of what I just recently talked about, and got to that document that I pointed to, and the pictures that we got from someone compiling all the information from those vials, and we find out that these were never vaccines. They were demonstrations that Pfizer was supposed to do on their ability to do something that they couldn't do, that was actually done by non-certified labs and put together, and there was no check and balances on the quality of their manufacturer. We can see that there'd be lots of contaminants. So they capture a contaminant. It just happens to look like a Hydra. Wow. But we'll call it Kraken. We'll scare everybody. So here's how you can just see this deceit developing. Ready for this next wave. Again, don't forget about the economy. Is in these, I'm not going to say it's fully there, but there's a lot of the economy. What they're talking about is, how are they affecting the economy they want in the future by doing this stuff to people and instead of for them. So here we have, now it's beating the drum. The Kraken is after the mythical sea monster. When we now have enough proof to show that it's probably just a contaminant and they're making a highlight. Like we've seen every picture they throw up, that's right, vomit up to show, oh, that's what we're dealing with. No one can see this stuff. We buy into it. and they expect that. They work from that. The Kraken Unleashed, and that is something that caught my mind, and we move on from here pretty quickly, though, but the Kraken Unleashed is a title. What is the known about most transmissible Omicron offshoot? Again, if you're dealing with the common cold, there's going to be common cold variants, okay? Just why they can't make a vaccine. Same thing with seasonal flu or flu-like symptoms. That's why there is no vaccine for those. They're just an ongoing variation of themselves, looking to be viable in the world as they find immune systems. Some find immune systems that don't work. Some can modify them, mutate themselves so that they do work and they pass themselves on. The Kraken is unleashed. Now, if this was natural, the Kraken wouldn't be unleashed. So if they're saying South Africa is the first discovered one, someone got injected with something. Whether that's a fungus or a bacteria, I don't know. But this is what they do to build the fear. It's coming, folks. I just want you to understand, this stuff's not going away. The Kraken Unleashed. Why would you even speak that way? And why wouldn't they use the word Hydra, if that's what it really looked like? Because they know that the so-called conspiracy scientists now caught them. They already identified that picture. They got the perp. It was a Hydra. But we can't call this new one a Hydra. No, we're going to make it more ominous. It's the Kraken. And we're going to unleash it. So moving on here, just the perception management is still going on. The belief system impositions are, again, done by the back scenes. If you think the World Health Organization is a health organization, they got you right there. I've identified this since the pigs fly flu. This was, it would be real when pigs flew. Now, they're trying to genetically modify flying pigs just to make themselves right, but notwithstanding that, right now, pigs don't fly, and that ain't a flu, and yet that's what they did to us back in 2002 or 2009 or 2010 or whatever that was. Right? Same thing. They show a picture, and we get freaked out. No one pays attention. And what I'm saying, stop paying attention to the shiny stuff they show you in the big colorful pictures and turn around to your public health officials and say, what have you done for me lately? When have you done the 5 or 6 duties you were supposed to do to even engage yourself with me? That I even have to listen? And don't forget there's due process behind all that. You get to do things. You have a word in your mouth if you would just voice it as we move into someone who did. And didn't, and then, so I commend the gentleman, although I don't quite know about this. I asked to find out whether I could communicate with this gentleman. Maybe a minor, I suppose, maybe 17, 18, I don't know. But silence, crickets. We can't even get together to help each other, to make ourselves more powerful. I asked after I saw this, is there a way to communicate with this kid? Nobody even came back as a liaison in case there was a protection. I could see about being a troll, they don't know about me. But when I get crickets, generally from everywhere, as I'm explaining the truth and the law and how it applies and how to protect people in the future, I wonder who we are. Who are these people? Are we really trolls? I'm going to get past that. So this is the thing. Are we trolls? Are we promoting things that are really the second and third steps and we're not going to be effectual? Is this story here a letter from the Boston High School senior in opposition of school mask mandates? And I have to say, the kid wrote a very nice letter, very well put together. I was impressed. Impressed enough that if he could do that kind of research, I wanted to offer him, I don't care how I get to him, and I don't have to do it directly, I wanted to offer him another insight to put on top of what he already said to write the letter to his school board to stop the mask mandates. But what do you think I wanted to offer? But that it's not just the man. You're going to be here forever arguing against their mandates, because the way he went through it was, look at this proof, look at that proof, as you would do through some legal wrangling or scientific literature thing, and you're just showing that it's not going to work, the masks don't work. The point is, the board didn't have authority to impose it. Why don't we go there? Now, I'm not saying I had the communication style to get to the kid to do this, even if I was given the opportunity. The point is, can't even come together to help each other, it seems, in all this social network connecting. But this kid wrote a letter, and it stopped the mask mandate for where he went. Perfect. But I want to point out, with the hype about this and how people glom on to, I don't have to do masks, they're still allowing the school board the power to make that decision. And I don't know of anywhere in black and white that constitutes these organizations that allows them that power. Nowhere. You can send me an email, markonthebeach@protonmail.com. Explain to me where I'm wrong. I might be. I've never not been so absolute that I couldn't be in error. But I've been doing this for quite a while looking. Why? Because I look at the terrain and I look at the weaknesses. And if that's out there, I don't want to be wrong on that one because that'll give them the power. I can't be talking about stuff that gives them the power. This kid writes this beautiful letter, actually, relative to stopping the mass. But this is someone who gets involved. It hurt him in his soul. He saw the problems going on. This is the kid that needs to know how to actually address the future he's going into. He's got a lot of life ahead of him. He'd be one of the advocates we'd want on our side. And I got crickets out of this. I just want you to know, step up. It could have, follow what he's done, not necessarily even against my thought that he needed to go a different direction. He was effective to the extent of stopping the mask mandate in that school district. So, it took someone to do something is the point. Even against all his friends who could care less. So, think about that again. As I said, the guy behind the woodshed saying he's the only guy in the world to saying this stuff, and yet how can all these other people be so wrong? Well, look at that. He was the only one in his school that wrote that letter. Now, he changed it. Tennis ace probed for alleged fake COVID certificate. Camila Giorgi is under investigation for allegedly submitting a falsified vaccination document certificate ahead of the Australian Open. So where they're allowing, the hypocrisy of all this, the deceit, where they're allowing people in, I guess you still have to declare. The point is that she's writing, probed for an alleged fake COVID certificate on a fraud. They're probing her for a fake document upon a fraud they're imposing. Is what I'm trying to tell you to do to advocate for yourself ahead of time. If they allow this to be a legitimate inquiry, you're allowing to the official the power to say their fraud is not fraud. And it's the whole difference that I'm offering people to see. And it's not just this COVID swindle. It's about every other governmental authority. That governmental authority might be there. But largely, I've found that it's actually not. You got a bureaucrat, he's got to beat somebody. He's got to feel that he's doing justified work, and he's trained to feel that he's doing justified public service. But Tennis Ace probe for alleged fake, that's all I'm going to say. Fake COVID certificate on a fraud? And that's not the news, the headline is the problem with us as people and the media. And nobody points that out and points it out to their local disease, communicable disease law, the objective basis. You see, you have no opinion here. It's not even a threat to you. Then you're starting to use not only the notice to the people of what was supposed to be done, you also point out the fraud because it hadn't been done, and you show they have no authority until they obey, comply with what the government said, the law, the legislators said, even so, even underneath the potential of it being wrong now, they're changing it, that they did not follow the law, which was meant to protect everybody. And if they're not doing it to protect you, then they're doing it as an enemy against you, is, to my mind, pretty clearly stated. COVID-related tech was exploited for mass surveillance. This is predicted. Again, the COVID is a weapon. It's a cover for what they want to do. Various governments across the world have co-opted digital tracing for use by police and intelligence services. Now, when did it go away that you had a protection? Is when the digital world came on and these companies had control of all of it. This is the news, folks. New revelations show that COVID pandemic has allowed the governments and big tech to expand the surveillance and industrial complex that tightens the state's grip on thought and movement. Okay, for all of you that didn't think about it, here's someone who sees it now, another one, some columnists, some political strategists, won't tell you about the law that doesn't allow it all, allow that tracing, don't tell you how to keep from that happening. But in fact, now, it was done to do the co-opting, the digital tracing. What is that building to? This is not about COVID. This is about using something to get you into a condition, a situation, into a scheme, into a habit that allows what they want, which is that tracing and tracking and surveillance. So, confirmation, what I told you early on, what was going on with this is I don't even know what to say. I feel embarrassed to provoke, you know, pound my own drum a bit, but because I don't know that it means anything. If I can't get simple answers from people on a simple, you know, 280-character posts, I don't see much way that we're going to do this more than people will just champion their little position because they feel comfortable. They're right there. It's amazing. Really intelligent authors that don't know the point. They claim they found some things that proves it's no good, and yet they allow these authorities to continue to move in a system underneath the cover of that they talk. This tracking and tracing, if you argue masks, or you argue the vaccines are ineffective, or they're not safe, or they're causing harm, or there's a balance of the risks now, you're not going to stop this digital incursion. It will not stop those. Because you continue to allow the authority to be believed they have authority to continue the future threat protection, which is Kraken now, folks. It's Kraken, isn't it, Kraken? And what they're showing you is this Hydra contaminant that's in this liquid they're injecting into people. Do you understand what a yeast can do to people if it's wrong in you and you can't handle it? Social media use is linked to brain changes in teens, research finds. So they're tracking and tracing. They're not doing it magically. No. They get you to continue to buy into all this stuff. And we're finding more and more the so-called smartphone isn't so smart. It's an SMART device, but it's not so smart. It's not real intelligent, and it's not making your little ones as they grow in and become, it's like the casino video game thing going on. It's a neat device. Again, I'm not against the electric vehicles. I'm not really against the phones per se. The technology is really great stuff. It's who's using it behind the scenes. It's a cover. These things that they give us to do are the cover that they exploit us through. But now we find evidence that social media use is linked to brain changes in teens. I don't know if you want to correlate it to brain damage, but maybe so. We don't know. That's the point. We move without being precautious, as we are told these people are supposed to be doing with us, for us. They tell us it's a benefit. We don't even look at that. Research shows that nearly all American teenagers engage with their peers through social media, with 97% going online every day. So 97% of these teens are being conditioned by this. It affects their mental capacity to deal with things. The effect of social media use on children is a fraught area of research, as the parents and policymakers try to ascertain, with the results of a vast experiment already in full swing. Successive studies have added pieces of the puzzle, fleshing out the implications of nearly constant stream of virtual interactions beginning in childhood. A new study by neurologists of the University of North Carolina. Remember, all these universities are all still tied together with all this other stuff that's going on as well. As you listen, start tying this together, you start seeing these players are all involved and interrelated with other goings-on. This brings us into, you know, like 5G, the injections, the technology that I periodically get. I don't get to too much of it. I wish I could get to more of how your body responds to electromagnetic energy, the limits of it and all that. But these folks are all pretty much tied together. But the University of North Carolina tries something new, conducting successive brain scans of middle schoolers between age 12 and 15, a period of especially rapid brain development. The researchers found that children who habitually checked their social media feeds at around age 12 showed a distinct trajectory with their sensitivity to social rewards from peers heightening over time. The teenagers with less engagement with social media followed the opposite path, with declining interest in social rewards. I'll end that right there. You can read about it. This is really a conditioning system. And I don't know, they're just testing the kids. I can't believe it's not affecting more people, and not just on how they interact with the technology. The technology itself may very well be doing helping and aiding us. But we have another story going on, the relationship between social media use and disordered eating in young adults. Remember, I also reported in the past the increased mental illness in little ones here, and then also the increased prescription medicine that's being administered to keep them normal, functioning, not normal, but functioning. So we have a relationship between here moving the media, social media is disordered eating, again, disrupting the young body in its needs right when it needs it. They found that age 12 was the most impressionable. Well, if you're not eating right, and I look around, although I don't have much interaction, but I look around and some of our young are not doing too good health-wise. They don't understand a diet. They don't understand what it's good. And when we're young, we don't think about it. That's another, the mothers and fathers have a very big role in that as well. So to me, it's all just a continuum and how this relates and where are you going to drop in to stop this problem? And how do you deal with this? I can just understand, how do you stop a young one who wants to do what their friends do? Talk about peer pressure. Partly why you say get the kids out of school. Get them into social groups that you create, that you have all the mothers and fathers doing the similar things with their families. Get their family back together and divert the attention away from this and the importance of it if you can. That's left to you. I have no concept about it, how that would work for anybody at this point. So we have evidence ongoing, as I've reported before, that there's this technology that the future we want, these folks that want the future we want, definitely in behavior control, in modifying your reward system to accept the brownie points, the tokens that they will be giving as rewards for doing performance, but also being diminished in how you do that, and then being controlled by pharmacology, which is a profit. Again, all profit. And again, these phones, the companies are making large amounts of money in having these electronic devices. So it is a win-win-win for the corporate side, not so much for the little one. And I would say yourself, anybody who's tied in to some of this. Yes, it's a great thing. Yes, we can do stuff. But as I'm seeing in through Twitter, to speak and make a post of the truth of a very objective path that would eliminate a lot of problems and reorient a mind, a thought, an action in the future to stop that from happening again. And that comes back with a zero response on a social media, tells me we have a serious problem. This is kind of interesting to me. Not even getting the vehemence of the so-called liberal, not getting the attack from someone trying to stand up for themselves who thinks they're right, not even someone that concurs. This is a fascinating observation for me that says that we're a much more controlled people than we even understand. As we see it, maybe the school district stepping up here, seeing this problem, social media complaint filed by Seattle Public Schools, the summary, the Seattle Public School files complaint against social media companies for creating youth mental health crisis. Now, whether this goes anywhere or not, I'm not going to even say. Well, interesting. On January 6th, this story says, the second paragraph, on January 6th, the district filed a complaint against the companies operating TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and YouTube. Kent School District has since joined the complaint as well. And I don't know where this is going to go. Understand there's people who are looking in, who's seeing they have access to the little ones, and they're seeing problems. If all the other reports I've done behind the woodshed about all the problems there are and what is out there by pharmacology or the systems, psychologists making buku money on all this, I don't know why that hasn't been a symbol, a sign to cause action in the little ones more than to argue against masks. Again, if you start arguing against the mask, you still allow the authority to say anything else. You don't shut that down. This phone, this technology, this internet, this battlefield of Internet of Things is a source that has no authority. And yet you hand it over without any, I don't know how you hand it to a little one at all. I mean, they're going to do what they're going to do with it. When we were handed the technology of the computer hooked up just to a database, that was enough to get us lost into that little world, talking about virtual reality. But anyway, so it's going to be a difficult thing, but interacting with this system is not good. If I look at the spirit of communication here, it's the devil's in the details. Wow, this is like the epitome of evil on our people, generally, anywhere. A complaint filed against the social media companies to address practices harmful to young people is the story. So let's look at that. There's a complaint you'll get. I get a link to it. And these will explain what their position is. And I'm saying look past whether this goes anywhere or not. There's lots of legal defenses that allows, well, I've said it before, but I now know a complete judicial branch of government in a state will allow fraud. Equity was not powerful enough. Equity jurisprudence had no power to stop fraud. And those of you that know about this should be shocked. Your mouth should just hit the floor. So when the judiciaries are going to allow this sort of thing, I'm not looking for the outcome to be favorable. What I'm looking for is what are people finding? And so here we have the complaint, what they think is going on. What the government, what the judiciary allows as defenses against the bringing these corporations to tow is fascinating to see. You need to kind of see that as well so you know what you're dealing with there. You don't form a false expectation either. And you use that for different purposes. In fact, you can count on it. And that's what I do. I count on the fact they're going to be corrupt, and I lead them into that river and drown them, essentially, whether anybody else sees it. I'm hoping, unlike my posts on social media, that it's not disregarded. I'm hoping there's silent eyeballs watching if they can't communicate back. I'm hoping that there's some of this out there that's building your knowledge base, and you just wait. I don't know why you're waiting, but you're waiting it nonetheless. So we'll see a little bit of that in a document. Hopefully I get to it today, where we have this social media thing is bad enough. It affects your little ones. And then we got to the mothers and fathers have to deal with this, have to stop this harm against their little ones. And then we find this. It's not the worst that can happen, I suppose. The outsider does it. But a mother of the year, U.S. teen discovers cyber bully was her own mother. The mother was initially reported her own bullying to authorities, disguising herself using juvenile language and a VPN. And I want to have you read this to see that the FBI got involved. When the FBI got involved, they started doing some tracking. And for those of you that use VPNs, that didn't matter. They were able to cut through and find it was her phone that was emanating this bullying. And they caught her. So we're looking at privacy now, and that we see the stories that show that there really is none on this device, these devices. As horrendous as the mother attacking her daughter, beyond me, folks. I don't understand where we went, but here we have it: mother attacking her daughter and making up a story about how that would work. Well, FBI kind of got through it, so maybe kudos to the FBI. But look at what they did. She wasn't protected through that VPN. She wasn't protected by anything she did. And this becomes another theme, as I've been telling you before. This battlefield of Internet of Things is owned, and you don't own it. You've got a lease on it, and they're going to take advantage as they will. So the use of these Internet, social media, it's the spectrum of abuse. It's just open to your own mother or your father. Now, pro-lockdown and mask mandate, COVID doctors on Twitter were fake accounts. Again, the establishment of fake, of deception in order to pursue perception management is in the system. The condition of promoting to people what's good for them and their abuse to themselves, that they've probably been primed for this abuse to themselves to agree that there's these authorities. That virtual, if you will, that Twitter is real, like COVID is real, like COVID-19 is real, like COVID-19 pandemic is real. People believed it was real. It's a story. It's a made-up story. It looks real. It has all the pictures and shiny things around it, but it's still a story. Anyone who spent time looking through COVID discussions on Twitter has inevitably come across an influencer doctor, influencers, right? These are the people that you'll find them. I get a document coming. They are spoken to. So these influencers are created, not just exist like some troll. They're actually created to get you to go down a path, to hear a repetition like an ad. They promote themselves to be an authority, and they're an authoritar. They're nothing. They're not even, we see the CDC is nothing. I hope people are getting to the point that you can't, there's no thing anywhere you can actually trust. It's like, especially this medical thing. I don't care a few doctors that spoke out about hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin or mass no good or injections or whatever they did. They still didn't go far enough. I still see them beating that drum. They got hurt by beating that drum, and they're still going to beat that drum. But regarding, and I hope people realize this, the untrustable medical care, the untrustable profession of medical care, and the untrustable evidence called epidemiology, otherwise known as cooking the books. They say it's science. For all that you see and all that you have heard, I hope you see these institutions cannot be trusted. That's the thing they have to maintain. You have to find the evidence for yourself that they can't be in all of these facets. This has to be displaced. We have to start demanding that what is being done has to be done for people. That needs, what can be done for people needs to come forward. But we have to identify that what we can do to people needs to stop. This has to be a universal insight to move against. Otherwise, we'll have division. What we do for people is fine. What they're doing to people has to be stopped. And part of this is stopped by looking at the objective basis. Now, these supposed experts always share some of the same characteristics. They're terrified of giving COVID, always advocating for the return of restrictions. They support Ukraine. Turnout of a few of these influential activists are made up entirely. The report comes from a San Francisco Standard, uncovered how some of these viral influencers were clearly fake accounts. We are presented with a thing, a reality. It's up to you. They give it up to you to consent to it. Even to reject it, is if you reject it and then do nothing further, it continues. I can't stress this enough. It's not just rejecting it. Yeah, you're not involved, and maybe you're never going to be involved, and maybe you're one of those that will never be involved, but everyone around you gets involved. And as I say, maybe there's someone else out there, but no one is advocating what the guy behind the woodshed has been telling you to stop all this. No, nobody. And so there can be a one having a voice counter to the many, and the one is right, and the many are not, no matter what their claimed authority is. And that takes discernment, as far as I can tell. And I'm praying for everybody to have all that. It takes a bit to start to see this. I didn't understand I was moving into a world of deception as I grew up. Yeah, I bought onto a lot of Kool-Aid. I drank a lot of Kool-Aid coming up. It just never worked out for me. Never. None of it. And it took a long time to figure that out. And then I was wondering, well, where was this place that I was told existed? And maybe, I can see it. I've been able to identify it sits there. But a lot of people abandon it. And so I'm asking us to re-engage that part, become responsible again. Do not consent because, that means that someone, I'm just not going to consent. That's not the answer either. There has to be a foundation for why you do things beyond crime, beyond deception. Because that's just the tool of the criminals, all that is. That's not going to stop anything to say, I'm being deceived and I'm going to stop. Moving through, again, on through these fake accounts. They're like trolling. They're allowed to be. We see a little bit of that going on with the Twitter. They're kicking out accounts and all that other stuff. To me, that's just theater, more theater, ultimately. I don't see people changing from it at all. But the global emancipation of the unvaccinated is an article that I came across. Do any of you remember what you tried to do to us, speaking to those that did it? And the huge elephant in the room dies suddenly, talking about what we're now seeing, this evidence coming out and then relating this to the Nuremberg Code of 1947. So this is an interesting tying together of a lot of things that have happened. I thought it was important to see it. It goes through a lot of logical concepts about coercion. The Nuremberg Code is not supposed to be happening. But what it misses, and I want you to know this too, is it misses what was really going on. And we're finding out through Catherine Watt's work, you go through follow the contracts and follow the money through the contracts. Nothing that you were told out front. All these doctors running these same statements about how efficacious and all this other stuff, and it's, I didn't get the COVID and the shot and I'm dying or my wife's dead. All this stuff was scripted out for your consumption. And this article goes through and shows the entries of the news of how some of the history went down on this, but it misses again that there was no authority for it. And I don't say that just to have you say there was no authority for it. You need to know where to find that in writing to say, yeah, there's no authority for it. There's no authority for whatever happened in all of this that we're even talking about. And that gets me back to Nuremberg. That's why when we don't know the battlefield and what they did, that you may not know that Nuremberg, for the United States anyway, may not apply to two principles. I've talked about this a little bit. They got your consent or they got your non-consent. Luckily, thankfully, 30% of us, if I, the latest numbers, did not buy into it. But that still hasn't stopped it. No, Kraken is going to get us now. And it's Kraken. It's moving right along. And so this article talks to us here. There's continued concerns was what focused on me. I go down through the near the bottom of it. The violation of informed consent is what they focused on as well. It was informed consent. You were informed by the lie, and you then acted or not. What you didn't do is make informed consent a non-issue by focusing on the official to say, before I have to have informed consent, you have to do these five other steps. The major first thing is suspect me of something legitimate, not something presumed, and then have the test that shows an infectious agent, not a set of symptoms. That's written down, folks. I'm not making this stuff up to say, oh, there's a, the list is already there for to be done. It's fascinating what people look right past. And so why are we allowing this ongoing discussion? This is a fascination, if nothing else, although I know there's going to be more people hurt. We don't start working this thing down quick and expose all these people, these governors, these state officials, the public health officials, the judiciary that looked past the fact that there was the emergency was only presumptive. I don't know if people realize they've witnessed the destruction of their nation to watch that happen. And I hear nothing. Not even cricket. I mean, the crickets go silent on this one. Nothing. So, interesting article, although it goes through the lineage. You may want to see it. You see what they're talking about. Then I want to throw in the fact that all this stuff discussed would have been avoided. Your need to have informed consent would have been avoided had you all, any one of you, when you were pressed, and none of you were, that's the other clue. Everyone says, well, I didn't do this and that. Well, that's right, you didn't, and that was another clue. They couldn't go there. That was where your rights were. That's why they couldn't go there. And this is what it leads me on to. They couldn't go there because if you knew your rights, they have to assume you know them, that you would be demanding due process. And nobody did. And so they continue. And this comes up in this. We see the same scripting language in a document was sent to me. Thank you very much. I found it off the WHO website, the World Health Organization. And it says Vaccine Crisis Communication Manual. And in this is a very interesting manual. This is the people, they wrote this, they're late, actually, it seemed to me. They had to be building this up, but it's for Europe. So understand this is a limitation a bit. Not really, but some, because they use CDC USA for some of their material. This is a very interesting document, and it goes through, and it's a way for the influencers, those things that were fake or not, real doctors were told to say things relative to questions being asked. And I want you to go into this document and do word searches. I don't know if I can remember all the ones I was going through, but you won't put in law, put in a policy. You're going to find a couple of those. Put in vaccine. Put in trust. See, and look, when you get to trust, you're going to find out trust is the most important objective. They need to keep your trust. Just what I've told you. Governments know, even non-government agencies know, they need to keep your trust. It's all about, it's all include, all part of what's going on. They keep your trust. They have your compliance. They have your consent. And so that was another word. You look through the things that are outside of this. You won't, like I said, find law. You'll find a couple of words for policy. But that's not relevant to anything you'll see that they're looking at either. These folks are really just in an attack mode in how to cause you a diversion to defeat you in your earnest question and do it in a way that continues to keep your trust. You won't find anything I tell you about the Communicable Disease Code. They don't refer to any of it. They talk about their partners. But you'll also notice they don't talk about you. They only talk to those that are going to have a question. You, the one that's the victim of this, is not even in regard. This is simply an evasion document. And once you, it's only 22 pages or 32 pages. Once you start looking for the distinction between what I say you're looking for to avoid things versus what they completely talk about, you'll see that there's a chasm. They don't speak about the things I speak about. So that is a, that's going to be a question to you. When you go through this document, do you find that they address anything that I've been telling you to do? You're going to find one line, I think, in it that's going to show, well, it could address the policymaker. But we're not talking about policymakers. We're talking about the legislators. The legislature at this point was a good legislature. They're not changing it yet, or most states yet. That they laid out the due process that you could follow. We're not talking about policy. You, and I hope you see, and I have to guide you here because most people don't understand what I'm saying, it seems, to understand to see this stuff. The silence is what exposes this document to be the weapon. But they don't talk about the things I tell you. There is nothing in their view that can avoid the things I'm talking about and suggesting your answer would be. And when you see that, you'll realize, I hope, what I've been saying on how this works. These people, these invaders, cannot deal in your objective basis, what we call the law. They have to write adjunct policies. We're not talking about a policymaker relative to the legislative due process that's already duties on an official. This document of evasion, to get around your concerns, will not address the actual questions you should be talking to. And that should be a fortification of what I'm saying for you when you see it. Then you need to go to those things like, look to see if they even broach the idea that there's going to be a public health official involved in the way of determining the infectious agent. Look up infect, in the document, look up INFECT. So you collect up any other document. You only see infectious agent, I think, talk about in three, I think it's three places, and not in the context that I'm talking about it. They do not want you to know that was supposed to be done. But it's in the law. The black and white they ignore. How they got around this. And so I found this document pretty interesting. It is scripted. Your answers were scripted. That's why it looked like it was. That's what these so-called troll accounts did. That's what even the doctors were doing. But in answer, in these scripts, is, I would ask you to research this through for yourself. Is anything that they say you, they have, these script staters are going to have to respond with, talk to anything that I say. And that should show you what I'm talking is so subtly different, they don't address it, and they can't. But that's where you at least need to begin. You get into the objective basis. Don't get inside of their fairy tale. And again, I don't know how to describe this unless I was working with somebody. So they create a fairy tale, they create a fear, and then they move on it like we now have the Kraken is on us now here as well. Now New Zealand's going to give the monkeypox vaccine to people. I don't know why that's a general population vaccine either on top of it all, but no one's doing the, why would I need that unless you've made a determination I'm the carrier of an infectious agent? For it. Why are you even offering this to me? Is your first question. And then you better be ready for this evasive answer, which never gets back to the law, but you can keep calling them out. But anyway, this is about making up fictions like, oh, John Deere, you're going to promote big money here. You're going to spend a couple million dollars to say that everyone has the farmers have the right to repair. When in fact, that's not the truth in application. Here, now we have World Economic Forum partner being put behind sudden push to ban gas stoves. All right, so we make another fear. How we're going to do that? We're going to make a study. And the study isn't this week, even though people are coming out with it, that these gas stoves, these natural gas or propane, can cause a little one asthma, that their nitrous dioxide is a problem. It lowers IQ. Now, they're not worried about the fact that the digital battlefield Internet of Things is just destroying your little ones. No. They're going to attack the what? Their fairy tale, the scary carbon monster. It all comes out at once, too, is the more important thing about this. that the new Democrats are now pushing for this. Greta, you better listen. This is another one of those things that they're kind of leading you with the story. The abrupt push by Democrats led by the Biden regime to ban gas stoves has enraged and confused Americans across the country. The good news is we have found the primary culprit behind the push, and it's connected to the World Economic Forum. I'm not going to go through more than to say this is what the dynamic is. You can buy in, you can be outraged, or you can then learn what you need to do, how this is to circumvent it, how to start showing that there's a reality that whatever they found is up to you to decide. That's not up. They can show. The government can tell you, but now it's up to us to have a response. We have the responsibility. They can't take that from us. We don't need to be feared necessarily. If it's a concern, we'll take it under our advisement, and we will look at that. A gas stove's linked to asthma in children. Adult cancers, scientists warn. Again, I'm back to the idea, if you haven't seen in the last 3 years, the epidemiology, the science, is cooking the books. They'll get a private organization to make the outcome they need, as I've been telling you. That's the Hegelian dialectic thing that the people focused on. That's the method. And then they only give you one out, and then they sit there with the authority to make it look like, oh, I'm a state agency, I get to say. You need to figure that out real fast so that you can circumvent this. They can throw out that it's a harm. They can say something safe as well. It's the other side of the coin. They could just as easily said this was safe when they knew it was no good if they really wanted to kill people. No, this is about this carbon thing. So they want to diminish you in that capacity. I don't want to even really get into the nonsense of it. But again, getting back to the hypocrisy that these gas stoves are so dangerous. Maybe there is something behind it. Maybe there's something we need to look at. Maybe there's a way to get around the convenience. I don't know. To me, this is more the cracking, where we got all of a sudden this is a new thing all of a sudden coming on, and they're referencing a story in a report that actually happened, I think, in 2021, September. So this is not even the new report, but again, these studies are, to my mind, none of them can be trusted. Not even to say, oh, this supports my position. And I say that because if you say, oh, this one supports my position and COVID, the injections are no good, you've agreed there's a COVID. Or that COVID is more than a common cold that can't have a vaccine. And so you've got to be careful in what you actually consent to, shrug your shoulders over. You may be consenting to the underlying authority that's moving it forward, and no one's there to say no. As we see the hypocrisy again, the Biden regime now moves to expose there's a problem with gas stoves, and Libertarian Nation posts a little picture showing gas stoves that may be banned under the Biden administration in a picture. I think it's Jill, Biden's wife, first lady. What is she doing? Nothing but stir-frying what looks to be a bunch of spinach in a non-stick skillet over a gas stove. To show you a bunch more hypocrisy and the forever chemical problem right here in one picture. So this is what we go. We can be told lots of stories. And thank you to that tweet just to show us in a very quick mention a picture graphically. Maybe we shouldn't be so feared of the boogeyman and those that adopt boogeymen. Maybe these people have been, they are mentally deranged. Maybe they have mental illness and they've found themselves, and they get together because, they associate, their kind associate, their class associates, and all of a sudden that they've got the big voice. It's really a minor voice, but they get the big voice that the media wants to give it. We need to look pretty deeply on this. Gas stove bans, I don't know how much more ridiculous that sounds to me, but this is that other thing. Greta, maybe this is what we need. Maybe the earth is making this stuff so we could use it. Why don't we look at that? Maybe. I mean, it's not even, I want to give you the authority to even think. Maybe your young mind has been warped by what you've been seeing in social media. Greta, reality. What am I referring to here, folks? It was last week's, the gentleman wrote a letter, Christmas gift to Greta, trying to explain there's a reality that we need to match. Snow, garbage snow trucks may not go into winter if they're electrically powered. And so, moving into the mind, time out of mind, the lack of reality, the lack of connection, not even wanting to pay attention to it relative to the Biden regime and whatever else nonsense they keep coming up. And believe me, I can't, with the way this guy works, I can't even see this is coming from him. And just like when we were involved when Trump was in president and we tried to engage Trump, we could see behind the scenes these same critters are back there doing the same nonsense. These critters are still there. You call it the swamp, whatever you want. These folks are in there. They're the ambassadors of what we see coming on. They want to talk one way, but they go the other. We see the evidence, so we don't want you to have fossil fuels, but we're going to fly our jet over to Davos, right? So this is the hypocrisy. Flying, a big deal came up, but these people also don't want to look at reality and don't even want to consider things. Interesting, FAA flying a system outage, a complete system outage. They had to shut down the entire airspace. It was some claim that they had shut. That's the first time since 9/11. Another dig, another reminder of a trauma. Whether or not it's true, I don't know. I don't care. It's the fact is that they did have to shut it down due to some computer glitch. And the president comes out. I'm just going to give you a link to its search. You can do the search as much as you want. They said they don't know what the cause is, Biden said in a little press conference. They don't have a clue, which is fair enough. I mean, sometimes something breaks, you don't know. That all flights are grounded all at one time while this was going on. And it just occurred to me that at the same time, the interesting thing happened in the solar system. What could have caused this? What could? Let's put could. That's right. We don't know. What could have caused this at the time was three X flares happened across the sun Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And this thing happened on Tuesday, if I understand this dating correctly. And I just want to point out, these folks that want to keep gas, lie about needing gas and Jill Biden using the forever chemical contaminant frying pan under a gas flame and these EVs and all this, they want to deny the sun exists, that it can do a thing. Like if it goes out, we're going to still have an atmosphere. So X flares happen at the same time this happens. I'm not saying, I can't prove this. I just find the coincidence. Remember now, people are falling dead due to coincidence. This is a coincidence that I think needs to look at. They ultimately come in, and I find out a couple of days later how this, what they thought happened. Very interesting what happened. Well, they talked about a database being corrupted. That's never happened, folks. But coincidentally, something happens 3 days in a row to cause this major outage. How frail a man's systems could be. And though I want to offer this an insight from someone who posted an article, how often do these occur, these X-class flares? They're pretty large, not the biggest we've seen. Nothing at the Carrington level, but still, NASA found out that this energy can get right to the surface of the Earth, and it's kind of unpredictable, unbelievable. The sun had just produced a third X-class solar flare in almost as many days. However, this time from a different active region than the first two. The sun has two X-class producing active regions on the disk, making it difficult for observers choosing where to point. So this is, I think, the solar cycle 25 or something like that. I think that's the cycle we're in now. It finally started to do a little bit. Three right in a day. It even catches Dr. Ryan French's attention. And that's what happened at the same time. These folks don't even want to recognize the sun. It can't even be even a thought to make a comment. We don't know. We don't know. They didn't know for over a day. And then they say it was a database on something that's never got been corrupted ever before. Can I prove that it happened? Well, no. But, you know, there's an opening here that says that we are vulnerable. These electrical systems, these digital systems, could be vulnerable to an X-class flare, a string of X-class flares. It took down an entire transportation system. So I don't know what to say more than Greta, there's a reality. We don't know. When we don't know, we don't know. We can't just say, we're going to throw caution to the wind at the point of bringing new stuff or causing major changes in societies that have a trajectory. That, yeah, they may not be perfect, but they're not totally a destruction. War is a total destruction. We don't seem to avoid that. But what might be underlying some of this, they talk about the old systems that are running, that are they're old, but they're dependable. And this is the first time. Remember, I told you, look at first things when they say this has never happened before. Well, three serial X-flares on a system that's subject to it, what NASA knows can be a direct connection to an impulse. And there's a lot of dynamics going on in here. The first wave was coming in, the second through the slow motion takes a day or so. It's coming in, the first one is coming in on the second. No one looks at this stuff. We need to look at it to see, well, can we have our systems taken down that easily? I said if it's. But FAA, why might this be happening on the old infrastructure? And this, it may be coming up FAA 2023 budget. Budget features focus on climate crisis and racial equality. Fascinating little budget entry. They offer $20 million, I think it was, dollars to make sure that the FAA has a racial equality amongst itself, but they only offer $15 million for system infrastructure upgrades. So this shows you this Biden regime, what they focus on, the social justice nonsense. It has nothing to do with flying, has nothing to do with safety, it has nothing to do with capacity or merit. It doesn't matter all that. No, we're going to focus on this to be politically correct. And they would rather put that money into that than the systems that may be resistant to Mother Nature's X-flare, the sun, that the sustainable development by definition ignores. It doesn't. The sun does not exist. You can't call these Gaia folks sun worshippers. They're literally earth-centric, and there's nothing outside of that except you. You cancer you. The FAA administration budget estimates for the fiscal year of 2023 include focuses on climate crisis as well as racial equality amid ongoing instances of travel chaos from the Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg at the helm of the Department of Transportation. So enough there. This is just, okay, we put our money where our mouth is, I suppose. We're putting it right on the sustainable development. Why? That's an invasion of our nation. It's what COVID-19 is. It's what the track and trace the digital future is. It's what these corporations work on. Why do you think when you had the opinion that oil companies are with the sustainable carbon agenda, that didn't cause a question in you? Is the same thing that we see today underlying all this is the corporations working to make their best profits, notwithstanding what you see. So, what they want, they get. What you want, you don't. Let's hope the $15 million goes to something for infrastructure that the $20 million can't do. When we see it's just a damn mess. A U.S.-Korean War Memorial misspells more than 1,000 names. When it comes to you and honoring you, the government could care less about doing it right. Really kind of a tragedy. I'm not much into war. I'm not much into, not necessarily a pacifist, but I'm not much into war. Certainly not much into just making it through the world as we see, as you hear me talk. There's got to be some basic reasons for certain things, and a lot of times the United States involved with zero reason whatsoever besides wanting to be a bully, like that mother somehow with her daughter. But $22 million wall of remembrance being built to honor the names of the U.S. service members killed during the 1950 to 1953 Korean War is so sloppy that it misses 500 dead victims, including a Congressional Medal of Honor winner, and it misspells the names of 1,015 people on it, historians told U.S. media on Monday. But you can read this story. The point is that when it comes to execute and honor you, you know, I don't hear these stories coming out of Russia. They really honor their military folk. That seems to be how they defend themselves from all the onslaughts that goes on against those people. They don't make too many mistakes, it seems. This seems to be an ongoing thing. The abuse of the military man, however I might consider what the United States does in the world, they're dedicated to what they do. They believe in what they're doing. Whatever conceived them, got them to believe what they're believing, that it's right, I don't know. But when they go to service and their country is supposed to honor them and comes up with this and they make these types of mistakes, that's not honor. They don't care about you. This is what I see in my veteran friends and not being honored. It's a lot of lip service, a lot of hypocrisy. I'll bet that $20 million for equity, racial equity, is going to be perfectly executed, as it seems to be going on. They don't make an error in that data. They make an error where there's going to be honoring you when it comes to servicing the people or bringing some kind of an idea of culture and where we might place our what we're grateful to. And again, this Korean War is just another nonsense in a way. But honoring the intent of those that did go to serve, where you purport to be doing that, and you can't execute some names on a piece of marble, is the tale of what your nation, your government is up to, and this is allowed to go on. It's another deception. It's another waste. And I think again, these stop doing this to people. Why don't we start working for people? Because when you get, we move back into digital, the information they want from you is going to be perfect. There's not going to be any error in that. Well, until someone hacks it. But as we see, Louisiana's a legal digital driver's license. Apparently, it's easier to make your digital driver's license than it is one in marble. I guess Fred Flintstone maybe didn't have a problem. Maybe he did have a problem. We don't know. We haven't seen Fred for a long time. But 100% legal for driving purposes for Louisiana law under the Act 625 of the 2016 session. It's now into LA. Los Angeles. Louisiana now has the digital ID to sweep across all your phones. They're probably not going to have an error on that, and when they do it, probably be hell to pay to try and get it fixed anyway. But this is where the governments are already going. If you thought Real ID and this digital connection was a fake, when they need something, they're going to make sure they have real quick access. When you are to be honored, they don't care about all that. How the federal government buys our cell phone location data is also on tap with that, because I don't know if you know this, but the information that the local state databases or the DMV can be bought by people. On top of the fact some states have their prisoners actually becoming customer service agents. But this is the problem here, the data that's given over in these databases. On one hand, an X strike can hit us. Maybe that's a good thing. It takes away all your data. But they did come back on. The other thing is they won't make these mistakes that you see on a marble, that the government's made. It's all about commerce and making money. Over the past few years, data brokers and federal military intelligence and law enforcement agencies have formed a vast secretive partnership to surveil the movements of millions of people. So this goes back to the military thing I keep telling you, the track and trace, what they talked about before, what we talked about in this broadcast, that we talk about periodically. This information is going to be on a blockchain. It will be what it is, and like I said, it's probably likely not going to be able to change it, that it's going to follow you everywhere, and it's going to be accessible by the government. Now, the problem is the government allows the purchase of this, but it also buys information and data that come from the companies. That is looks to be circumventing protections that they're at least not using right now underneath the idea that they not apply. The government goes to the third party, and it's like this data transfer. If Britain can get some data from the United States, the United Kingdom is not limited by the Constitution of the United States. It can use the data to go do what as a surrogate or proxy for the government itself. Same kind of condition here as we move through getting on all your life's on your phone or whatever database is up in the sky. In the cloud, where does the data come from? They want to point out it comes from all your apps. Okay, so more concurrence here. Want to just move through just to expose this is a digital gulag. When you get into these phone systems, they're hurting your little ones. They're going to be what they are. They're going to claim to be non-erroneous and on the digital, not changeable, but the blockchain. It's all a lie, but that's what they're going to get everybody to believe. We have an insight about this problem and this data back and forth between the government and private industry in an article that was written by the World Privacy Forum. Very, very interesting what they've been tracking down. Data brokers of the federal government, a new front in the battle for privacy opens. The fact that we have a battle for this is what I keep telling you is the problem. There's no respect for the government. They will do things to you, not for you. They can't even get your name right on a piece of marble. But you better bet that digital record's going to be what they claim is right. And this is an interesting insight of a document, a PDF I'll give you a link to. And they're concerned, very concerned. And what they point out is this is not a two-way street at this point. That there should be legislation more focused on making sure that companies like Equifax is controlled as the government itself. Because they're a private party having your information. They're selling it on the backside. Like I told you, these third parties are a deadly, deadly thing for us. But we're not necessarily seeing it too bad today. But as the lockdowns come, as far as the constraints, especially when they tie in the currency, the Fed coin, the social credit. This is going to be, it'll come on flower about that time, what the problem starts to be. They were referencing the do not pay portal of the government, where lots of people came to find their status within the government and the benefits, and that was accessible by third parties. And these third parties could take that information and they do whatever they wanted. In particular, the Equifax was some process called, or a company or service called the work number. 190 million Americans they had information on. No safeguards whatsoever. No safeguards. They weren't able to protect their own database with the FAA, remember, doing X-Strike. But they're saying that they can make initiative laws and regulations that make those databases protected. And so listen to the hypocrisy in this. Understand that your life is going to be scrutinized by gobs and gobs of companies behind the scenes. And part of that is if you get into looking at the legitimate users of a website for cookies, it's hundreds. It's the same thing as I was talking to you before. Relative to this Bitcoin, the blockchain and the Bitcoin and all this currency, decentralized, they say, remember that I've been saying it's not, and some of you recognize that. This is talking to that as well, that we see the power the government might still have by someone who invented or works with Bitcoin, makes Bitcoin Core, lost to a hacker millions, $3.6 million. He turns to the FBI to go after this amount, to go find it and track it down. Telling you that this so-called decentralized digital world is not so decentralized. Once they have your data, doesn't matter who has it, then they have the technology. They can go and find you out. And then they can attach whatever they want to at that point relative to what their outcome might be. And so, or what they might need. Whether they want to give it to you even. The key Bitcoin developer calls on FBI to recover 3.6 million in digital coin that was hacked from an account. There's some suspicion behind some of this. The point is, the FBI can still track this down. Like the FBI was able to look through a VPN and go find the phone that was originating this. And I think they might have done it with the IMEI number. There's there's quite a few identifiers in a phone that they can alternatively use. They could have used potentially, and they're likely not going to say, they could have used the Bluetooth that may not have been turned off, and we don't know how to turn it off ultimately if they want it. So all this stuff is sitting here, that this data collection in the third parties and the government interaction, the World Privacy Forum is saying we need some serious protection. I'm going to ask you to think, how is that possible, actually, with all the vulnerabilities I talked to you about? So the option here is, like we see little ones being affected adversely by the technology, adversely by their peers. It sounds kind of cruel, but maybe we need to immunize them from that technology and those peers that are being affected by the technology, and move our sphere of influence closer to our families and amongst families with like minds. Because this is all a hackable world and there's no way to get around it. You're at the largesse of the hacker group. A ransomware gang apologizes, gives sick kids hospital-free decryptor. There was a policy in the ransomware gang that they wouldn't go after anything that would cause harm and death at hospitals and things like that. They don't care about your surgeries. They won't cause harm, but one of their members violated those rules. They hacked and ransomware was put on this hospital's computer. And it caused a terrible disruption in the treating of the little ones with serious problems. And the ransomware folks felt guilty and came back and gave them the decryptor. It is that this is someone outside of the third party chain that can do this. And then you have the people that are inside those third parties that might be able to do this under cover of the third party. That your stuff is not protected either. Again, what is privacy on something that's open to everybody but you? And every one of you is all of us. As we keep moving through here to show whatever our institutional awareness might have been, of it, even a little bit was working, it may not be able to be trustable. The value is stolen here and everywhere, even under what appears to be legitimate purposes. Working on the largesse of a guilt of a criminal organization because they felt bad for the kids, but no one else. Swiss National Bank reveals biggest loss in its history as we see value just being lost in this world now. Part of this, I believe, is just because it was all fraud to begin with. The Swiss National Bank has posted preliminary figures as indicating a loss of 132 billion Swiss francs, the biggest setback in the bank's 116-year history. That's putting it back there pretty far, right? For us, it would be the Fed, right? That same time period. The figure is tantamount to about 18% of the Switzerland's projected gross domestic product. Fascinating. Amazing, right? The largest part of the loss stems from collapse of valuation of its pile of holdings of foreign currencies accumulated as a result of the decade of purchases amid strong gains made by the franc. I won't get into more. They, again, mismanage all that, but they can suffer this loss. It becomes a number large enough to be a portion, a fifth of its projected now, same recession that the IMF is doing for all the nations that are going, we're all going into a third of the countries going into recession, a gross domestic product. Amazing amount of money here, but the old institutions are not actually what we thought they were. And remember, last week the Swiss were somehow bringing in gold, notwithstanding this loss. So there's a story of not being told to us. You got to get on the front end of it. As we now see pressure on the, and this is coming from China, the pressure on the institutions to come in compliance with the government is building. Alibaba co-founder Jack Ma steps further away from the business. China's fifth richest man will concede control of affiliated Ant Group, which owns an Alipay platform. Alipay, remember, this is going to be brought into the global structure of payment ultimately. And the interesting thing here is the Chinese government's targeting it and may claim it as to take it for control, literally as an instrument of the government. And this Jack Ma has been attacked here the last few years, and he backed off a little bit. Now he's backing off more because the government looks like it's going to feed from this company that's been built up, which I thought was pretty fascinating. It was just a seizure of this organization wrapped around what you need to go buy, how you go do international commerce, and the China knows right where to go and get it, and how they threaten people. But no third party is actually safe once the government targets you. And with that, I hope I've offered things to see in the world, maybe things that interest you to attack, maybe withdraw from, protect yourself a little bit better. Do something more than just shrug your shoulders and or say, I see it, oh, I was right. That's not going to be enough. I'll be with you next week. Tech Tips, where nature will it.
That's another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, journey with purpose.
Can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.